Welcome into this special event. On today's show, we're going to be looking at how to make $40,000 in 40 days using real estate investing strategies that are tried and true. And look, I know one of the biggest frustrations for a lot of people is that they don't have the capital. They don't have the money to get started with real estate investing. They are struggling. And you know, I always say there's three ways that you become a real estate investor. There's three things that you need, right? You need capital, you need money, you need people, right? And you need a deal. So, well, what if you don't have the money, right? It's very, very difficult. So you got to find the deal and then the money can follow. Money follows great deals. So how do you get started? I mean, look, we see massive layoffs. We see resignations across the country. We see rising interest rates. We see inflation that's not abating anytime soon. And we see a declining US dollar. So how can you position your family to take care of your family in a meaningful way? How can you start to set yourself apart from a W-2 job and really chart a path for your family? That's what we're going to talk about on today's show. Zach Booth is here. He's my guest. He created the DFD Mastery Program, the Driving for Dollars program. A number of years ago, when Zach set out on this path, I had him on the show. And it was after he had already refined the process. And now we're talking years later. And he threw down a gauntlet. He threw down a challenge, said, I'm going to show you that anyone can do this. I'm going to go out there and do this in 1 month or about 40 days. And I'm going to raise $40,000 doing this exact strategy in 40 days. If I can do it. And then, of course, you've inspired hundreds of people to be able to do the exact same thing and follow your path. So, Zach, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you here. We're going to talk about the 40-day strategy, and then we're going to really lay out how this whole program works. So Zach, thank you for your patience in joining us here on this big event.
Well, thank you. No, the caffeine's kicked in. I feel even better now. You know, I had time for the caffeine. It was perfect. No, man, I'm so grateful to be here, guys. I really am. I'm grateful to add value. You know, I think back to my journey and I just, sometimes I want to pinch myself because I just feel so grateful that things were hard, yes, but things worked out in the way that they have. I think that if times are not hard in our lives and we don't overcome them, we don't have that story. We don't have that story that means something to us. That success doesn't mean anything to us because we didn't struggle, right? And so, my story, getting into real estate, it wasn't easy. You know, I didn't come up with money. I didn't have rich uncles. I didn't have wealth at all. And matter of fact, I was a window cleaner. I was a window cleaner for almost a decade. It was my own little business. Outside looking in, I was pretty successful. I had three trucks and multiple employees. But the bigger I got, the more clients I had, the more employees I had, actually the less profits I was making. And so I kind of capped myself at paycheck to paycheck. You know, I felt stuck. Right. I was frustrated. I was working crazy hours, Clayton. I absolutely hated the industry. I don't want to wash windows when it's 5 degrees outside and I'm on a ladder in snow in Utah. It was the worst thing in the world, but I had kids to feed. I had a wife. It was not easy, man. And I had read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I was supposed to go be this investor. And I'm like, well, how do you do that, Clayton? Like, how do you go be an investor if you're not an investor? Like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? You know, right. If you have no money to invest, how do you get money to invest? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. And so I was stuck for years. I really was.
It's so frustrating and so many people can relate. I mean, I can relate. I had a 500 credit score. I was $75,000 in debt. I had a good paying job, but I literally couldn't pay my mortgage. And it wasn't until I started going into these strategies and figuring this out similarly in a different path with wholesaling real estate that I actually started to build wealth. And I was able to take some of that cash that I was getting from some of these deals, $5,000 here. I remember I worked so hard on one deal and it was like $2,700 at the end of it. And it took me months. I was literally in the backyard because the inspector said, we can close this deal, but this yard is a mess. So I went there because there were cinder blocks there. There were boulders in the backyard. And I was literally cleaning boulders, putting them in my car and taking them to the dump. Because I wanted to complete this deal. And when you're hungry, and that's how you make a difference. Then that's how you can start to really make a change in your life, putting some of what we're going to talk about today takes grit. It takes determination. You've got to be willing. You got to be like a dog with a bone. This is not like a get-rich-quick scheme where you sort of sit back and money just pours over your head. No, you've got to work for it. But it can be transformative. It will be life-changing. So tell me how you discovered this strategy. And then I want to get into the 40,000 in 40 days strategy, what you did with this. But how did you discover this key to the kingdom of wholesaling real estate, specifically driving for dollars? And what does that even mean?
Yeah. So what had happened kind of in my story is you and I have a mutual friend, a mutual mentor, and he taught us to go out and find deeply discounted properties, people that essentially want a pawn shop for their house and pass that opportunity on to a flipper, right? And there's no debt, there's no risk. It's a great strategy. And I had some success initially doing this, right, with this coach. And I put money on a credit card. I went for it. It was terrifying. My wife supported me. I was so grateful for that. And I started having some success, but I quickly found that I was spending almost as much as I was making, right? I was doing what everyone else was doing. And what that was, I was putting out signs. I was buying lists from PropStream and ListSource.com. I was getting lists like the probate, the eviction, the tax delinquent lists from the city and the county public records. And I was sending postcards and cold calling and texting just like everyone else. And since I was doing what everyone else was doing, I had so much competition. I was landing these little tiny deals, right? I was only catching these minnows. I just really struggled to really make a lot of money. And I found myself like, I walked away from window cleaning, which was amazing. And I was making some money, but then all of a sudden I realized I was right back to where I was. Just grinding, working. I was overworked, underpaid, and just as frustrated. And so I knew there had to be something else. I had to like change what I was doing. I had to avoid the competition. I wanted to, you know, people were talking about $30,000, $60,000, $100,000 in wholesaling a property. Like they would take a contract and pass it on to a flipper and they'd make $100,000. And I'm like, how is that even possible? Where are these deals, right? How can I avoid this competition that, you know, every single lead I have, I got five other investors and I'm, you know, I'm making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. And I'm almost spending that much to find these deals. And so I was like, well, what have I understood about the deals I've done? Like, what are the things that I see? And what I noticed is there was a couple things. The houses usually had physical signs of neglect because if the property is a thorn in their side, they don't want to take care of it. So it's usually the ugly duckling in the street, you know? And the other thing is it's I wanted to find someone that had a property that's a thorn in their side and I needed to find those properties. So out of need and kind of desperation, I started just driving around and writing down addresses and then reaching out and see if people wanted to sell. I didn't know that people have been doing this for a long time and it was called driving for dollars, right? And people talked about it and, you know, obviously I'm an idiot and thought I discovered something completely new, but I hadn't. It had been done before, but because I thought I was, you know, the only one doing this, I really got creative and found a way, you know, it took me over a year, but I found a way that I could add 50 to 100 of these properties every single hour to my list. And I'm not just talking about the address, but I'm talking about phone numbers, mailing address, the property address, who owns it, if it's an LLC, all of that stuff in an Excel spreadsheet ready to go. So I could start landing those wells. And dude, when I finally figured this out and put this stuff in place, dude, my life changed. It seemed like overnight. And obviously it wasn't overnight, but I finally hit like crested that peak and it was just smooth sailing. Like it was life-changing. It really was.
And I saw that. I saw that in you, and you know, and I saw how transformative it was for you. And of course, now you've helped so many people do the same thing. And I love when you said, okay, now I've reached a certain level. I'm Zach. I've reached a certain level. I've done a lot of these deals. It's easy for me to say that I can do this. But what if someone's just getting started? Can they replicate what Zach is doing from the ground up, doing nothing? So what you did was you created a program as sort of a test to show like, hey, I can do this with nothing, almost nothing. Just get started and in 40 days, make $40,000. So can you walk me through that program? Like, how did you do that? And when you threw down that challenge, you're like, I'm going to do this 40,000 in 40 days challenge. I don't have it. I don't have the 40,000, but I'm going to make 40,000 in 40 days. People watching right now, I'm excited to even hear about it. So can you walk me through how you did that?
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to give a little bit of a background of why as well, if that's okay.
Yeah, please. You
know, because I never had any intentions of being an online influencer and having a program and like coaching. Honestly, like that wasn't really my personality type. I was just this goober that likes the mountains in Utah. And I wanted to take care of my family. I got into real estate for me and my family. And that was it. But I had read a self-help journal that said, whatever you want to receive, you have to give it away. If you want love, you give love. If you want money or if you want value, you give value. And so that first year of discovering this system, right, that I now have titled Driving for Dollars Mastery, when I first discovered this and started landing these whales instead of these minnows, right, I made just shy of $500,000. I went from paycheck to paycheck, like, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000 a year to just shy of $500,000. It blew my mind, right? And I was setting goals for the next year, and I'm like, well, I did $500,000. What's possible? What's a goal that scares me? And I had set a goal of $1 million the next year in income for my real estate wholesaling business. And I had read that self-help journal. And so I was like, well, if I want that kind of value, I have to give that kind of value. I want to put this to the test. So I went to my wife and I'm like, how do we give away $1 million? We really don't have $1 million right now. Like, and I also didn't want to just give someone a fish. I wanted to teach them how to fish. That was more in alignment with my core values. And so I started with the idea of bringing on 10 people. And that has nothing to do with like wanting to be a coach long-term or anything. It was like, the goal was just to put $1 million in 10 people's pockets and teach them this system that made me $500,000. I was like, oh, I could easily make $1 million for these 10 people. This will be a way I can give back. And, you know, we'll see what comes of it. And I had no idea what I was getting into. I had no idea what an impact that would make in not only their lives, but in my lives and all of the other people's lives in the future. My very first student, Michael McLeish, 18 months later, texted me. I have this screenshot. I could share it maybe if you guys want to know about it. But he texted me. He made over $1 million in the first 18 months. My very first guy I taught this to. Right.
Wow.
I mean, I think it was my fourth student that signed up, Scott Dowinger, his first deal, $113,000. Right. So I'm like seeing these students doing these deals and I'm like, holy crap. And the craziest thing, not only were they having success, they started asking me questions, Clayton, that I never even thought of. And I'm like, my goodness, I am so dumb. Like, thank you, students. Like, you guys are teaching me so much. And what happened is I did $1.2 million in my business wholesaling that year because when I gave, I received. They succeeded, I succeeded, and I was hooked. I was like, all right, wholesaling's cool. And it's, you know, it's going to continue to change my life and bless my family and future generations. And I'll cherry pick rentals. And this is amazing. But now I found something that like fills me up, that gives me joy, gives me purpose. And that was to teach other people. So that's kind of what got me on the path of helping other people. And then I discovered a major problem in helping people, a major roadblock that many of you listening have. And it's this doubt. It's this fear. It's this, oh, it's too good to be true. It's not possible. The people that teach this stuff and charge money for it, they just want to bring on students. They can't really help me. And so they have all this doubt up front. They'll never be successful because they'll never give themselves permission to give it 100%.
Right.
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 And so I was like, well, Clayton, how do I fix this? How do I give a gift of confidence, of faith, of hope, that they can dig into their potential? Because we all have so much more potential than we're really tapping into. And I'm like, how can I give that gift? And I was up super late and I couldn't sleep. And I'm like, how do I change this in people? And I'm like, I'm going to just show them. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to go show them. Not only am I going to go do it, but I have to do it somewhere I've never even been before. Because I can't use my team because no one else has a team, right? When they're just starting.
Right.
And I can't use a lot of money. I only can use $1,000 to invest into my business, right? Obviously I have my living expenses, my car and my smartphone paid for, but I'd only got $1,000 to restart my business all by myself in a place I've never been. I flew across the country with this $1,000, started wholesaling with the goal of making the average American income in 40 days. And that was $40,000. And that was the challenge. And I wanted to document it and share it for absolutely free on my YouTube channel. That was, and it was, the whole purpose was to give hope and belief and some perspective of what it really took to get started in real estate investing when you're not rich, when you're not born rich, when you don't have a rich uncle.
And we'll have links to what we're talking about here in the description of the video. I should mention, if you're interested in Zach's program and booking a call with Zach, all you need to do is go to DFD, that's driving for dollars, dfdmastery.com/Clayton Morris. We've set up a special landing page for anyone watching this video today. We'll have a link in the description below on this. So what was the response? You 40 days, did you hit that goal? You hit that goal of 40,000 like a few days early or like right on the day?
I hit it day 4.
What?
Yeah. So like day 4, if you're going to watch just one episode, day 4. So I actually blew the goal out of the water. I remember like before I went, I prayed. I got super emotional on day 4. Like I cried like a baby. It's kind of embarrassing, but it was like, I put my heart and soul. Sorry, I'm going to get emotional. I put my heart and soul into helping people because it gives me so much joy and feelings of I have worth and I'm important because I'm changing lives. Right. So there's some selfishness there for sure. But, I remember like in the beginning of my journey, I had so much doubt and I didn't believe it myself. I was the skeptic that I was trying to fix, right? But years before. And what changed my perspective is I was washing windows for a wealthy gentleman. His name was Stan Nielsen. And got talking to Stan and I said, you know, he found out he was a real estate developer, super wealthy, multiple multi-million-dollar developments going on. And I told him I just wanted to get 2 rentals that year. He said, oh, great. Here you go. Here's 2 properties. Seller financed them, like no money down. He gave me belief that people will trade convenience for price all the time. And it's wholesome. And they understand that they're doing that. And they're doing it because they like you. And they're more worried about convenience over price. And that's what I wanted to give is that kind of experience. I wanted to meet a wealthy investor that had properties he was done with. He didn't want to deal with them and to show people that there are people that just want to pass on this opportunity. They've made their money and they just want to help other people. And so I prayed for that. I said, God, please send me a Stan Nielsen. I want to give this gift to the world. And it wasn't about me making money. I didn't need the money. I didn't need to be there. It was actually a horrible experience for me. It sucked. I was working 15, 16 hours a day. I actually shipped my family down to my wife's family down in Brazil. I didn't see my family for 30 days to do this challenge. And, you know, on top of doing the challenge, I had to work and do everything else. So what happened is on day 4, I actually called a guy named Jerry Tidwell, and I actually had him on my podcast afterwards. Wealthy investor, and he had 3 rentals he didn't want to deal with. He was sick. He was dying of cancer. He said he passed away. And he had these 3, he had many properties, but these 3 were super far from their home and his wife to have to deal with those 3. She was very capable of taking off, very intelligent, very beautiful lady, but she just, you know, he just wanted to have that peace of mind that those 3 properties were gone. And I said, Jerry, they're completely remodeled. You can hear the conversation on day 4. And I said, why don't you just, you know, list them with an agent and take your time and try and squeeze out as much as possible. His exact words, I don't care. I don't care. Went to his house 3.5 hours later. I walked out with 3 contracts. Those 3 contracts have now netted me. I've actually sold them all now. I kept 2 as rentals for a couple of years just because I couldn't get myself to wholesale them, but they were just too good of rentals. But one of them I wholesaled for 10 grand and I ended up selling the other 2 for over $100,000 profit. Only the last couple months that I sold them. So in just that time frame, I made 100,000, but you know, those 2 didn't count, the 2 rentals that I kept, because I didn't do essentially what I said, where I wholesaled the properties, where I just passed the opportunity. So you can count that first 3 contracts, I made 10 grand, right? But then I ended up doing 2 more in the challenge. Then I actually called on day 4, but didn't lock it up till like a week later. But I sold that contract. The situation was these 2 gentlemen inherited their father's house. They had some problems with the father's girlfriend was living in the house and they didn't want to deal with that issue. And she was threatening lawsuits because she wanted some money. It was a nightmare for them. They needed to go through the probate process. Anyways, I stepped in and helped them and I passed that opportunity on to an investor and all the headaches with it. And I got paid $30,000 on that contract. And I did 1 more towards the very end where I sold the contract for $53,000. So overall, I wholesaled three contracts. I passed on three contracts and I made $93,000 cash with a $1,000 investment. And on top of that, I cherry picked two rentals that had over $100,000 in equity. So overall, I blew it up, right? It was an incredible experience.
So can you give some people some mechanics on this in a few minutes here? So you arrive in this random town and with $1,000 in your pocket, when you got there, because this is like where my mind is going, like I'm flying into the airport and like, I don't know what I'm going to do, go to like Outback Steakhouse and grab a dinner. But you did you go like right to work? Like, what did you do that afternoon when you arrived in this town? What were the first few steps that you put into place to start to make this happen?
Well, the first week I knew it was going to be miserable. So I took the first week completely off. You know, the challenge didn't start for 7 days. So we were in Tampa playing on the beach, enjoying time with the family before my wife and kids jumped on a plane down to Brazil. But soon as they took off, I went to work. I set a structure that I would get some physical exercise in the morning, starting at 5:30 in the morning. I would exercise for an hour and then I'd go to work. And I did not stop working till 10 o'clock every single night. And I worked that hard. So there's a handful of things that need to happen before you can start wholesaling. You have to have a title company. And I'll label these, okay? You have to have a title company that understands wholesaling. I had to make sure that my contract was okay to wholesale. I had to build a cash buyers list. And I actually was able to build 11,000 cash buyers in 2 days, wow. In the first 2 days. And I can explain how I was able to do that for free, by the way. I also, so those are the three things. And then from there, I had to start my marketing, right? And the marketing includes two things. I had to go out and find and drive and add those ugly houses to my marketing list. And then I had to reach out to them and start negotiating, right? And that was the process. So in 2 days, I had my foundational pieces. Day three and four, I started my marketing.
Your dog is going to love you for this. So we were talking about Nom Nom on our show the other day, and half of my team went online and just ordered Nom Nom for their dogs right away because they were tired of getting these like garbage foods for their dogs that like have filler in them. And one of our producers on our show, his dog is a little picky when it comes to eating and ordered Nom Nom and absolutely loved it. Well, the reason that the dogs love it is because it's fresh food and every portion is personalized to your dog's needs. So you can bring out their best. And I'm going to tell you how you're going to get 50% off in just a moment. And I just want you to hang out on the website for a moment. And what I love is when you go through the sign-up process, it really wants to know about your dog. They don't care about you. They want to know about your dog. What's your dog's name? What's your dog's breed? How big is your dog? And you go through that whole process and then they're like, oh yeah. And then by the way, what's your name? Because they put the dogs first. That's the most important part. Who cares about us, right? We care about the dogs. So Nom Nom uses the latest science and insights to make real good food for their dogs. Nutrient-packed recipes are crafted by board-certified veterinary nutritionists, made fresh and shipped right to your door. Nom Nom's already delivered over 40 million meals to good dogs like yours, inspiring millions of clean bowls and wagging tails. I love my dog so much, and I want him to eat healthy, and with Nom, you get that. It comes with a money-back guarantee as well, so if your dog's tail isn't wagging, your dog for some reason doesn't like the fresh food, the fresh chicken and the potatoes and all of that deliciousness, you can get your money back within 30 days. Nom Nom will refund your first order. No fillers, no nonsense, just Nom Nom. Right now, for 50% off, your first no-risk two-week trial, you're going to go to TryNom, okay, it's TryNom, TryNom.com/investing, okay? Again, that's NOM.com/investing, TryNom.com/investing to get 50% off. Again, TryNom.com/investing. And by the way, the reason I say these URLs so many times is because when somebody mentions a URL, half the time I don't hear it. So I'm saying it three times so you'll never forget it. TryNom.com/investing. Give it a try today.
So let's talk about some of those pieces then. So the title company, that is not things may have changed since I was doing it, but not terribly complicated. I went to real estate meetup groups and met different title company individuals who would work with investors and wholesalers. And hey, are you able to do wholesale deals at this title company? Are you able to handle double closings? Are you able to handle these sorts of things? Yes, yes, yes. Great. Here's my business card. Let's have that conversation. And you start bringing some deals and you kind of vet those people. I don't know if it's changed, but how did you find your title company in this new market?
So I wanted a title company that was already doing wholesale deals for other wholesalers in the market, partly because it was an opportunity to network, which was essential for my cash buyers list build, right? So what I did is I went to local Facebook groups and I searched key terms. In every Facebook group, there's a search bar. And I started searching key terms like title company, wholesaling, wholesale, deal. And I started looking at all the posts. I found the people that were posting wholesale deals. So I knew who the wholesalers were. So I could reach out to them. That was important. I also, once I reached out to them, I asked them, who's your title company that you used? I also started asking, do you want to build your cash buyers list? Do you want more cash buyers? And if they said yes, I say, great. Would you be willing to do a trade if I get you more cash buyers than you give? And I essentially brokered a trade between, I think it was like 5 or 6 wholesalers. And so I got all their lists, put them together, got rid of duplicates and sent them the list. And I got to keep it. So I got 11,000 wow. cash buyers. They gave me the title company to use that they were using. And then I went to that title company and said, hey, do you guys have an attorney on file that can look at my wholesaling contract to see if I have any issues? Because then it's free because they want my business. Right. Right. And so I was able to get my contract reviewed by an attorney for absolutely free, right? Not use that $1,000, build my cash buyers list in a couple of days with brokering a trade, and boom, I was ready to go.
So now what did you use that $1,000 for? You talked about the marketing. What pieces did you put in place to start marketing the properties that you were finding?
Yeah, a huge, huge piece. And I couldn't do it without a piece of technology. I actually talked to the owner of the company last night on my walk, but it's called Deal Machine. Deal Machine is an amazing platform. So if y'all are familiar with Google Maps on your phone, right? Imagine you have a Google Maps image, right? Up on your phone. You see your little blue dot where you're walking, right? Or driving. And imagine you see this ugly house. You're like, man, I want to talk to that owner and see if he'd be willing to sell. Well, all you have to do is touch the house on the Google Maps image, and it'll drop a nice little pin on the house, and it'll upload all the information you need on Excel spreadsheet. So as fast as you can drive through the neighborhood, you're adding properties. Wow. Right? You should be adding 50 to 100 properties per hour, and it's uploading all the information you need. So I needed a subscription to that. I was able to use a discount code to get a lot better pricing and so forth. I'm not sure if you have a discount code for them or not.
I don't handy. No, we don't have a discount code with them, but if you want to share yours.
Yeah. So the discount code that I used on the challenge is PIN, P-I-N, and that allowed me to get like a free trial. It allowed me to also get in-app spending. So when I started reaching out to these people, getting phone numbers and so forth, it became, you know, very affordable. So that was the first step, right? Was using that app. And then once I built my marketing list, you know, I didn't have a ton of money. Here in my business, when I teach my students, I make money through texting, cold calling, and postcards. But since I was on such a limiting budget, I had to choose one outreach strategy. And I wanted to be as proactive as possible. So I used cold calling, not because I think it's the best, not because it's the best way to make money, but it was something that I could be consistently doing and giving it 110%. And then it's also cool because it allowed me to show the audience, you know, what someone that actually is motivated to sell their house sounds like in comparison to a tire kicker or someone that's just rude or uninterested, right? So they could see what it's like, see me getting rejected, see me getting sworn at and yelled at and just grinding through that and seeing that it's not that scary, right? And so I chose cold calling and reached out to see if they wanted to sell. That was really essentially the process.
It's amazing. And so many similarities in how you and I, well, this challenge and how I got started as well, just like driving neighborhoods. And I didn't have any of these bells and whistles to help me along in that process. I had like a yellow pad in my car and I saw a house that had snow covered walkways and shingles falling off the roof and shutters collapsing by the windows and having to track that house down. Now it's become a much easier process to be able to have that Excel spreadsheet, have all that data, have the owner be able to reach out, maybe get on the phone with those people. Just really, really powerful. So after that, Once, what was the response to the challenge? Like once you showed people who had that fear, that doubt, that loathing, that can I do this? Is it possible that I could possibly do this? What was the response from people that were sort of sitting on their hands with this?
You know, we have comments actually in the videos of people that watched the challenge and were able to do their very first deal just by watching that challenge. I've also had a lot of people that kind of get started and then they're like, man, I'm so stuck because one of the main issues that I'm having is I'm struggling to communicate in a way to be the one that the seller wants to work with, right? There's some competition just as always, and I'm just really struggling to communicate. So it's done three things, right? It's given people the information and ability to go out and do it themselves. And, you know, a few people have done that and that's awesome. And it's also helped people like be inspired and excited to do it, but they really understand and see that they need support. And they've gone out and found coaches or hired me as their coach and gone out and got their first deal with my one-on-one support. And then it's also done what I was hoping for. It's allowed people to get a glimpse of what we do and that we're actually adding value. And it's actually a lot of hard work. And there's we're kind of like the tuna fisherman that goes out and, you know, handles the rough seas and grinds for it. And they're like, man, that's not really for me. And it's allowed them to really see it and not take action because they don't really want to do that business because they see it for what it really is. You know, I've had so many people say, Zach, the content, I'm so grateful that you show the hard parts. I'm so grateful that you showed your mistakes. I'm so grateful that you showed that it's not just rainbows and butterflies like all these other gurus. And, you know, so that's been kind of the response that we've had. It's been really awesome. It's ultimately done what I was hoping it would do.
So if you're looking to get started and take this next step and you want to actually talk with Zach and Zach's team and actually, you know, help get unstuck or just get that process started, we have a link in the description for today's video. We'll tell you about it right now. It's DFD, Driving for Dollars, DFDmastery.com/Clayton Morris, my name. So we'll have the link in the description. If you want to pick a day on the calendar, so there's a little calendar that will pop up. You can pick a day if you're ready to get started. Schedule your free breakthrough session with Zach and Zach's team. So Zach, if someone uses that link and books a call with your team, what are you looking for in the right person to work with there? You want a hard worker, right? You want someone who's going to put in the time and actually make a change in their life.
Yeah. So a couple things, right? I'll go through like some of the requirements and some of the things to make sure you get the best out of this. But ultimately, I want you to understand what you're going to get out of the call, because I want everything I do, anything I touch, to be in the best interest of my audience, the best interest of others. So what we're going to cover on that call is three things. Okay, I want to be super clear. This call is all about, number one, to really deep dive where you're at. How many deals have you done? You know, what are your goals? If you haven't done a deal, that's completely okay too, right? We really just want to understand where you're at in your mindset and in your business. And then from there, we want to understand what are your struggles? What is holding you back? You know, what are the things that you need help with the most? And then ultimately, the final thing that we're going to go through is understanding that we'll be able to break down what's really possible for you. So regardless if you want my help, regardless if you want to make that investment and have my one-on-one support, my cell phone, and help you through the deals, you know, if you don't want that, that's completely okay too. But regardless, you're going to come away with that call with a lot better understanding and a perspective of where you're at and what is possible and where you're trying to go. I promise you'll get a massive amount of value from that call. But some of the things that I want you to understand is if you do want to make that investment and work with me, we don't take everybody. And the reason we won't take everyone is I don't want you to sign up for my program unless I can put you on my success wall. So anytime someone signs up, we print out your picture and I put it on my office wall. I'm in my recording studio right now, but I see those pictures every single day. And I get updates from them every Monday. You guys have to give me an update. I hold you accountable. I have notes on your pictures, right, with sticky notes. And my main focus is to help you guys accomplish your goal and then share your story on my podcast and put your picture out on my success wall. And it's growing. It's so beautiful. And so if you're going to sign up, I want to make sure I can get you to that success. And so some of the main things that needs to happen are three main things. Right. First, you have to have the time to invest, right? This is going to take some grit and some hard work. So you need to have at least a minimum of 15 hours a week. Second thing is you need to be able to spend money on marketing. I'll tell you exactly where and exactly how to do it. There'll be no confusion, but you need to have at least $500 a month to spend on marketing for me to be able to help you get paid within 3 months, right? My goal is to get you paid and making money within 3 months. And then the last thing is you have to be a person of high integrity, right? You have to be able to follow through and do the work that you're going to commit to and follow through with the commitments you'll make to me before you sign up with the program. So if you can look me in the eye and be like, Zach, I promise I'll follow through. I have high integrity. My word is important to me. You know, those are three major, major things for me. So if that's something that makes sense, if you want to have that breakthrough strategy and really know what is possible for you and potentially see if working with me is a fit for both of us, then definitely book a call.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I would say also, it's important to point out that, you know, you could not do any of that, right? And what'll happen next year? Like a 1 year will go by and you'll be in the same spot. And I would talk to investors all the time that decided to not take action. And they said, you know, Clayton, I've just waited. I waited a year, then I waited 2 years, and then it was 3 years, and I didn't take action. I was nervous about something. It was the economy, or it was some excuse I was giving myself, and I didn't take action. And now 3 years have elapsed, and you don't get that time back, right? It's time in the market. It's learning, making mistakes, getting your hands dirty, figuring it out. In that 3 years can be absolutely transformative, right?
100%. You know, Clayton, it's kind of funny that you bring that up. I met my coach. Remember I said I got a coach and it kind of got me started in doing some deals. It didn't make me rich essentially, but it got me going and got me out of window cleaning. I was there with a friend who also had a window cleaning business, that same event.
Wow.
And I signed up and he didn't, right? I took action and went for it and he didn't. Yeah. And guess what? He's still washing windows. And there's nothing wrong with that. He's taking care of his family. He's serving his family. But I know that he has the skill set, the potential, the work ethic to have more and to give more to everyone that he cares about around him. You know, like some of the things that I've been able to do with this money, it's not just money, right? But I was able to buy my family their dream home. My kids are able to go to the school that I want them to go to. I surprised my wife with a trip to Italy last year. I never would have been able to do things like this. You know, and one of the most impactful things that I've been able to do is my wife's grandmother's 80 years old, living down in Brazil, and she was still cleaning people's houses. She's a widow. She has no retirement. She had nothing. She hasn't had to work in 5 years. Because wow. My wife and I have been able to retire her. And I can guarantee there's so many people on this call that have this heart to give and to help other people and their families and their friends and the people around them, but they don't have the resources to take care of other people. They don't even have the resources to take care of themselves. And so there's nothing wrong with working hard and having a normal job. There's not necessarily anything wrong with it. It's actually admirable to take care of your family and do a job that you hate. But what I'm saying is there's a better way and you can make a bigger impact that you're proud of and that you're grateful for and that you'll be able to go to bed every night and be like, man, my life's so good. I hope it stays this way. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
No, that is amazing. And I just want to say thank you for being, you know, you're one of the good guys. And as I talk to my real estate investor friends, we say, you know, Zach is one of those guys who gives back and he's the real deal. And I can say that wholeheartedly. So you have my endorsement, my friend, and I've watched you in action over the years. I've seen the determination and I've seen what you've been able to do and give back. So thank you for that. And thank you for sharing with our audience today. People can take action right now on many of the things you talked about today and transform their lives. So thank you for that. So once again, here on the screen, if people want to take action, they want to book a call with you. You heard what Zach said, the type of people that he would like to work with, specifically he and his team. He'll be coaching you directly in that way. So go to dfdmastery.com. It's right there on the screen, /Clayton Morris. And you book a call with his team and see if it's a fit for you. And if you don't do that, you know, at least start taking action in other ways in your life to start to build passive income, become a real estate investor. Don't be like that other window washing guy who sat back and said, no, I'm not going to take action. You see the difference. It's a tale of the tape, the difference of two different people. So Zach, any final words for people who are thinking about taking action?
Yeah, there's two questions that actually just came in that I would love to address. One from Lindsay, And so these two questions. So is it possible? The market's hard, like the interest rates are high, inventory is increasing, right? Economically, our country's not in a good spot. 100%. We are in a recession. But guess what? There has never been a better time since 2009 to get into this business. 100%. And yes, are we still doing deals? This week, I'm going to go through four students. Christopher just got his first deal, $7,000. I'm going to have to go off of memory here, but I've had four students. Jason Decker just got his very first deal in Texas. Love this guy. He runs like this big ranch out in the middle of nowhere in Texas. Rock star. He just got his first deal. There's a partnership that just got their first deal this week. And then I know we have another one, but we have four students just this week getting off the student wall and onto the success wall. My company signed a contract this week. We're going to make about $40,000 on the contract. The month of December, we generated a little over $80,000 in wholesale fees in my company. So is it still working? Yes. But the problem is everyone keeps doing the same things over and over and they're getting their butts kicked, right? Like I said, I had to transition. I had to do something that no one else was doing. I had to avoid that competition. So is it working? 100%, right? I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of testimonials. You can catch them everywhere. You can see them everywhere. So yes, it works. The other question I got is, does this work in Canada? Where does this work, right? So one more thing I want you to understand. I won't take your money unless I'm 100% confident I can get you your first deal within 3 months. If you do not live within the United States, I can't coach you because a lot of the technology and the things that we use only works within the United States. I wish that some technology things will change and maybe that'll happen. So continue to follow me until some of these things change, okay? But you have to live within the United States. There is something called virtual. So if you live outside the United States, there's something called virtual wholesaling. And maybe that's something that you guys should research. And then if you live within the United States, you need to live within a 1 to 1.5 hour drive of at least 100,000 people. So search the counties around you and the population. It's pretty much everyone in the country. But there are some very, very outskirting places, maybe in Wyoming or the Dakotas. Maybe parts of Texas that are, or even Nevada that are a little bit too rural to be able to do this. So, those are my suggestions, but it doesn't matter where you live across the United States. If you meet those numbers as far as population, this stuff works. I know for a fact, I see it over and over and over, and there's never been a better time to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. It's time in the market, not timing the market. So right now, when things are flat, interest rates are higher, this is an amazing time. I get that same question all the time. So amazing. Again, book a call with Zach's team right now. Book a free call, dfdmastery.com/Clayton Morris. We'll have a link in the description below as well. I really wanted to do this because when Zach and I were meeting back, I think in October of this year, I said, look, a frustration from a lot of my audience is I just don't have the money. I have the time. I really want to do this, but I just don't have the money to start investing in real estate. How do we get started? And so when Zach and I talked about this, we said, I want to help the audience start to get some cash in their pocket. Get those $10,000, $15,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 cash in their pocket so they can start to invest in real estate and hold property. Hold it. Not just doing wholesale deals. Use that capital that Zach's going to help create for you to then start buying and investing in properties that create cash flow. That is the game changer. That's what I really, really want for you to take away from today's event. So Zach, thank you so much for joining us here. This has been amazing. A lot of really amazing insight today. I hope our audience will take action and they will book a call with you. Again, we'll have a link in the description below. Final word here, Zach.
Just thank you. You know, thank you for being here. And, you know, one thing I want you guys to understand is it doesn't take someone that's crazy smart, right? I may sound polished because I've done lots of presentations and maybe I don't sound polished. Maybe I have an inflated ego or something, but like I really was just a window cleaner, right? And I had some action steps and I had the determination and I had a why. I wanted to give back to my family. I didn't want to be that guy that couldn't pay his bills. I remember when my son was born, I didn't know how to pay his medical bills. I didn't know, you know, how I was going to take not only his medical bills, but take care of him. And I was stuck and I was frustrated. And I felt unworthy of the love that I had and the respect that I had for my family. And I didn't feel worthy of this beautiful family that I had. And I wanted to do more. And the crazy thing is even someone whose grandfather had one tooth, right? He died with a gun and a tooth to his name, right? I don't come from money. I don't come from a very educated family. And I wanted to change that. I wanted to change that. And it is possible. And I want you guys to understand that. And if you have doubt that it's possible, watch the 40-day challenge then. If you have doubts that this stuff's real, watch the 40-day challenge. Watch the testimonials of the students that are implementing this system that I'm teaching, right? This stuff is real. And it can be just as real for you. You just have to be willing to roll up those sleeves. And I know a lot of you have that work ethic. You just have to be willing to put that work ethic to something new. And it will be uncomfortable and it'll be scary. But I promise you, it'll be worth all of the hard work and all the sweat and all the blood and all the tears that it's going to be required. But it'll change your life. It'll change your family's life, more importantly.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, Zach. Happy New Year to you. Thank you, everyone, for joining on this special event. We'll have links in the description below, and we will see you next time. Please go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. There's no excuses. Even if you have no money, you can get started right now driving for dollars, finding deals in your backyard, calling Craigslist, doing it the way that I did it when I started and the way that Zach did it when he started. We are two living, walking testimonials that this works. Much love to all of you, and we will see you next time, everyone.